If you want to know what is really happening in the world today, you need to read the Parsha HaShavua, the weekly Torah reading. Join Rabbi Mendel Lipska for the next hour as he delves and enumerates the themes running through the weekly Torah Parsha, only on 101.9 High FM.
And a wonderful Erev Shabbos to all of you. Great to be with you once again, to talk, to share, to listen, and to look into the Parsha, to look into the time, to look into what we're experiencing at this moment, and to live with a greater dimension of purpose, a greater dimension of joy. It's a very special Shabbos tomorrow. Tonight and tomorrow, it's Shabbos Mevorchim Adar, Shabbos Mevorchim of the 12th month of the year, the month of Adar. And our sages tell us something quite incredible about the month of Adar, a great many things, but this stands out. Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha. When the month of Adar comes along, as we enter into the month of Adar, we are told to intensify, to add in great measure to Simcha, to our joy. And although Rosh Chodesh is this coming Friday and this coming Shabbos, tomorrow we bless the month of Adar, and therefore we begin to intensify with joy starting from this Shabbos. And as we look at the world today, the world is in a state of pain, difficulty, grief. The world watches how there are those who are cruel. There are those who act in such barbaric manner. And one wonders, how do we respond to all of that? How do we react to all of that? Yes, there are political reactions, there are military reactions, but how do we, average human beings throughout the entire world, Jews who have witnessed the cruelest type of behavior throughout the ages, how do we respond to what we're experiencing at this moment? And the answer is, in the loudest of voices, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbin Besimcha. When Adar comes along, we add to joy. Joy is powerful. Joy is something which is not only a superficial change of mood. Joy is something which uplifts. Joy is something which takes us and the entire world into a different place, into a different stage. Joy is something which brings with it tremendous blessing. In fact, the word Adar comes from the word Adir. Adir means power. It means strength, something which is long-lasting. Speaks of the Jewish people. We are a long-lasting people. We've seen it all. They've tried everything with us. Every type of nation, every type of people, for one reason or another throughout history, have tried to destroy us in the most brutal manner. All we have to do is take a look at an honest review of Jewish history, and we will see story after story after story, generation after generation. How do we respond? We respond with the knowledge that we are Adir. We are powerful. We are strong. We are resolute. We know that we have the inner strength and ability to outlive them all. We will outlast them all. And together with that, we have the power of Simcha, the power of joy. To introduce an element of joy in everything that we do, however we behave, this is the strongest defense against anything and everything they throw at us. They want to make us sad. They want us to grieve. They want us to cry. Yes, we are sad for a moment. Yes, we do grieve for a moment. Yes, we share more than a tear or two. Yes, we cry for a moment. But essentially, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Bisimcha, by divine providence, all of this is happening right around the time that we are told to intensify our joy with passion, with added energy. And Simcha is something which changes the entire profile of our feelings, of our attitude, and the way others look at us as well. When those who try to hurt us see that we are joyous, they fall apart. They realize that they have lost. When we stand back and feel sorry for ourselves, when we stand back and think that they've outplayed us and outsmarted us, that's when they feel strong. But if they see that we have simcha, particularly simcha shel mitzvah, we take joy in serving God. We take joy in fulfilling the commandments that He's given us. We take joy in the unity that we present as a people. We take joy in representing His holy name in this world. We take joy in telling the world through our example that this is a place that God expects us to bring beauty and goodness into with every fiber of our being. They fall apart. They realize that they have lost. They realize that they cannot, God forbid, destroy it. We will be victorious. We are victorious. And although, yes, there are moments of extreme pain, there are moments that we, well, simply have to hold on to each other and witness the most horrendous, horrendous scenes. Our hearts go out to our brothers and sisters who feel the pain in the most horrible sort of way. But a moment later, we have to share the joy. We have to express the inner dimension of what our souls are really all about as a people, as an eternal people. That's who we are. Adir is power. Adir is long-lasting. Adir is the month of Adar. Adar, the month that contains the festival of Purim, when the evil Haman tried to destroy the entire Jewish people throughout the entire civilized world in one day. And he almost did it. But he failed. He failed miserably. He didn't realize who we are. He didn't realize that we are divinely protected. And this is the story that repeats itself again and again and again. Who didn't try to destroy us? Who didn't try to attack us? Who didn't try to hurt us? And yet here we are, a people who are proud, a people who are strong, a people who celebrate. And yes, as I said before, there are moments of pain, and we've experienced that pain this week in the most terrible way. But now it's a time to rejoice. Not because we ignore the pain, and not because, God forbid, we minimize the hurt that we've experienced, because we know that the joy is our true defense. This is what keeps us eternal. This is what maintains our tremendous strength and survival, because this is who we are. And tomorrow, Shabbos and Shul, we're going to bless the new month of Adar. And our sages tell us, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbin Besimcha. When the month of Adar comes along, we add joy with intensity, with passion, with celebration, with everything that we do. We share it. We show it. We exemplify. We tell the world that we are a joyous, eternal people. More of that soon.
This is the Parsha HaShavua with Rabbi Mendel Lipska, only on 101.9 High FM.
We're talking about the power of simcha, the power of joy. And the ultimate simcha, our sages tell us, is simcha shel mitzvah, the simcha that is energized and created through the observance of mitzvot, which of course talks to us about the parsha of this week, Parsha Mishpatim, right after God gives us the Torah, revelation at Sinai that we read about last week, comes Mishpatim, and these are the laws that were given to the Jewish people, that Moshe had to teach the Jewish people. Quite a few contained in this parsha. And we take a look at the laws, different types of laws. Begins with the laws if someone purchases a Jewish bondsman. But we also have the laws of prohibition against witchcraft and idolatry, laws of kashrut, laws of how to honor judges, laws of how to honor parents, laws pertaining to the gifts that have to be given to the Levites, etc., etc., etc. A huge combination of different types of laws. What is it really all about? One of the fundamental differences between Judaism and, well, almost every other religion is that almost every other religion is based upon faith almost exclusively. You know, you believe, and that's enough. You declare your faith, and you are a good member in standing of that faith. Within Judaism, faith is very important. It's the foundation of Judaism. But equally important, and sometimes more important, is action. The fulfillment of the mitzvahs, the commandments that God has given us. We have 613. We don't observe all of them. Not all of them are applicable at all times in all situations. Some are for a king, some are for a Kohen, a priest, some are for men, some are for women, etc., etc. But it's the observance of the mitzvot, it's the action that counts. How we live our faith, how we apply that which we believe in, really defines what Judaism is all about. Let me give you an example. Some people say in a relationship, the single most important thing is love. That really is the glue, the cement that keeps it all together. Well, let me tell you something. I've seen quite a few relationships where the partners really love each other. And the relationship simply didn't work. It fell apart because there was no behavior. There was no action. There was no observance of the minutiae, the details that are needed within a relationship to make it work. Love is important, yes. But it's the everyday detail that makes a relationship work. Remove those details. With all the love in the world, that relationship will fall apart. Judaism, mitzvot, God's commandments, this is what it's all about. Ve'ela ha-mishpatim. These are the laws that were given to us at Sinai as well. They weren't man-made. It's not something that Moshe sucked out of his thumb. They were given to Moshe by God, and God says, teach it to the people, tell them. This too is the foundation of your faith. Because everything within creation has purpose. And the mitzvot reveal the purpose of everything within creation. You know, you've often heard me say this, that the building blocks of creation are time and space. Everything fits into time and space. Well, every single aspect of time and space depends upon the mitzvot that we put into time and space. Every moment is precious. Every moment has to be handled correctly. And in order for every moment to be handled correctly, we have to know how to use that moment correctly. Everything that fits into space is precious. Everything that fits into space has purpose. And to know how to deal with everything that fits into space, that's where mitzvot comes along. To know how to deal with everything within creation. Every human being, every person has a mission in this world. Nothing is redundant. No one is extra. Everyone fulfills a specific, unique, and tremendously important mission in this world. And the way he does it is by fulfilling the commandments that apply to him in the situation that he finds himself in. And this is how he deals with his time correctly. And this is how he deals with his space correctly. With what he has, with what he does, and with who he is. And you might ask, if in fact, this parsha is filled with so many different types of laws, why does it begin with the laws of the bondsman, the Eved Ivri? Why don't we begin with respect for the courts, for the judges, or respect for parents? Why don't we begin with the prohibition of idolatry? Why don't we begin with the laws of Kashrut? We even mention Shabbat in this parsha. Why do we begin with the laws of the Eved Ivri? Our sages tell us something very interesting. When the soul returns to God after 120 years, the person is going to be asked a few questions by the divine court. One of those questions will be, Nasasa benasata ba'emuna. Have you dealt in your business activities faithfully? Interesting. Not have you believed in God. Not have you stayed away from idolatry. Have you dealt in your business activities faithfully? The laws of the Eved Ivri are primarily employer-employee relationship. How have you dealt with that? And this is why it's interesting that even the Haftarah, which comes from the book of Jeremiah, speaks about how the Jewish people at a particular time didn't deal properly with the Eved Ivri, who's supposed to go free after 6 years. In the seventh year, he becomes a free person. And he didn't do that, which indicates that this is the central theme of this parsha. How do you deal with the so-called mundane issues of life? Not your faith dimensions, not your belief dimensions, but your everyday business activities. Have you done that be'emunah? Have you done that correctly? This is the focus of Torah. The focus of Torah is on action within every single detail in life. Even that which appears to be, well, not so important in relationship to the huge issues of life. No. Those simple things are the huge issues of life. In a relationship, a smile, a good morning, those are the huge elements that create a bond within a relationship. Mustn't overlook those things. Yes, there are huge issues such as love, but it's the simple things that make the relationship work and make the relationship worthwhile. What Torah is telling us over here is that action is primary. Action is absolutely necessary in every single area of life. It goes beyond that. We're told something very interesting about Torah. Torah is both Oz v'Toshia. It is both an element that strengthens and an element that weakens. You say to yourself, how is that possible? Torah is Oz, we can understand that it's strength and it's power. But Torah is something that weakens? And the answer, of course, is yes. Torah strengthens that which is positive and good. Torah weakens that which is negative and destructive. Because everything within this world has to be handled in a way that we understand. It either becomes something which is positive and contributes to the overall purpose of creation, or God forbid, it's negative and it brings about a situation that destroys the purpose of creation. There is the positive and negative in every single thing. Every moment can be a positive moment or a negative moment. Every aspect of space can be positive or negative. How we approach it can be positive or negative. How we deal with it can be good or, God forbid, evil. And this is why we need the infinite wisdom of Torah. And what does Torah do? When we choose the positive, it creates us, it creates strength, it creates purpose. And at the same time, it weakens the negative. It removes something which is unhealthy. It removes something which is destructive. This is how powerful we are when we allow the commandments of Torah to flow through us. It's not enough to believe. It's not enough to have a feeling. It's not enough to have that inner dimension of faith. We have to have the physical activity, the action. What we do is the important thing. And in order to know what we do, we have the parsha of Mishpatim. These are the laws. Listen to them carefully. And we begin with a law that seems to be, minimal in relationship to the huge laws. No. It's these simple laws which are the huge laws. It's in the small detail that the huge things take place. In everything in life, it's the small things that count. You know, we've often heard the famous saying based on that book, don't sweat the small things. Sweat the small things. It's the small things that are most purposeful. The big things fall into place. The big things are easy because we don't live the big things constantly. We live the small detail constantly. Ve'ela ha-mishpatim. When we come to heaven, we will be asked, have you dealt in your business matters be'emunah, faithfully, correctly? This is the issue of life. These are mishpatim. These are our laws. More of that soon.
This is the Parsha HaShavua with Rabbi Mendel Lipska, only on 101.9 High FM.
We're talking of how important it is for action to become the fundamental aspect, the dynamic of Jewish life. Faith, yes, it's a foundation. It's important. Animamin, I believe this is absolutely important. But what is the everyday activity that makes Judaism what it is? It's the performance of the mitzvot, the 613 commandments, or as many as apply at any given time. And this is why, toward the end of the parsha, the Jewish people, when Moshe tells them about the Torah, what is their response? Na'aseh v'nishma. We will do and we will study. But they precede na'aseh, we will do. Because instinctively, their neshamas hear the importance of na'aseh, we will do. Action, doing, activity. This is the primary focus of what Torah is all about. And ve'ela ha-mishpatim, the laws, ashetasim nehem, these are the laws that you have to place before them, so they should know. Yes, of course, is always a question. Challenges. How difficult it is. The difficulty of observing Shabbos, the difficulty of keeping kosher, the difficulty of putting on tefillin, the difficulty of, the great many mitzvahs that we have to fulfill. This is when the month of Adar comes into play, as I mentioned earlier on. The month of added intense, passionate simcha. Our sages tell us something very interesting about simcha. Simcha puritz gedder. Simcha is able to break through any type of restriction and limitation. Every one of us has certain restrictions, mental restrictions, intellectual restrictions, emotional restrictions, social restrictions. Every one of us has certain restrictions. We feel we can't do something. We're ashamed to do something. We're frightened of doing something. Simcha is able to break through any and every single barrier. No matter what the challenge, no matter what the difficulty, no matter how great it might be, no matter how dark it might seem, Simcha poritz geder. Simcha breaks through every single barrier, whatever that barrier might be. And this is the month of Simcha. This is the month that we are able to allow for the flow of Simcha to enter into us and to act with tremendous power, with tremendous strength. This is the month that we are able to energize ourselves with the, well, inherent joy that we possess, and to add to it, marmin besimcha, to add to the joy in great measure. And that joy breaks down all barriers, whatever that barrier is, whether it's an internal barrier or a social barrier, whether it's a spiritual barrier or a physical barrier, whatever that barrier is, whatever that limitation is. And there are so many limitations in life. Some are real, some are imagined, whatever the case might be. This is the time of the year that we're able to make tremendous progress in our Yiddishkeit through the observance of mitzvah, through the development of our faith, to do great things. We talk about it every week. We talk about how everything has purpose. Just for a moment, stop and think about this. You're standing on a beach, and you look down at the amount of grains of sand on that beach. Can you count them? Well, you possibly could count them, but you really can't count them. They're limitless, really. Now think to yourself, every grain of sand has a purpose in God's creation. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. How much more so? Each and every one of us has a purpose. And we have to find that purpose. We have to live that purpose. We have to live that purpose not only to fulfill ourselves, but to fulfill the purpose of creation, God's great creation, God's incredible plan. And this is the month that we can do it through the medium of simcha, through the medium of joy that breaks down all the barriers where the challenges simply fall away. Yes, it's that easy this month, but we have to do it. Eile ha-mishpatim. These are the laws to which we say, na'aseh v'nishma, we will do and we will study. Two things that are absolutely necessary. A commitment to do an extra mitzvah, a commitment to learn a bit more Torah. And it's available. Yes, we can do an extra mitzvah, whatever that mitzvah is, each and every one of us within the context of our own lives. And to learn a bit more. There are so many shiurim. So much is available on the internet. So much is available through the rabbis that we have, na'aseh v'nishma, and to do it with a sense of joy. And as I always say at the end, when you're in shul tomorrow, and be in shul tomorrow, because we're going to bless the new month of Adar. Be in shul tomorrow, and bless that new month. But before we bless the new month, we're going to read the parsha. And what a parsha it is. What an interesting combination of so many different commandments. Fascinating. But as I always say, listen to that which speaks to you. and it does speak to you. It will resonate. It will tell you something. And when it tells you something, you will feel a sense of joy. And that joy will break all barriers. Good Shabbos.